A reading from the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from the Father. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Right now we're in the liturgical time of the Ascension because the resurrection is only completed by the Ascension. In fact, the Gospel of John seems to even imply that the resurrection and ascension occurred on the same day. The Easter season doesn't actually officially end until the great feast of Pentecost, though. In today's Gospel, and throughout the coming days, we hear of the mysterious goings and comings of the Lord. This is a truth, a divine fact that has great significance for us because its true meaning reveals the essence of our life in Christ. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. In these four verbs, I came from, have come into, I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. These four verbs contain the whole mystery of the Gospel in regard to our salvation, and is a perfect abridgment of the Christian faith. While it seems to be two simple movements coming from the Father into the world and then going from the world into the Father, there are really four, because each verb is a totally different word, whereas in our language it's more or less different tenses. In the Greek, they're totally different words. So the first one, I came from the Father, is just a simple departure, that he left the Father, his divine nature, and he came into the world. That was, he did it, his going, his coming was for a specific purpose, a mission. And then, what is that mission? It's bringing about our redemption, whereas the coming into the world refers to his incarnation at a particular moment in time. And the going, leaving the world would be his death, resurrection, and ascension, and going back to the Father, returning to the heart of the Trinity. Easter is a time of baptism, and so it is good to reflect upon the meaning of our baptism. To the extent that we are united by baptism in a living way with Christ, our divine head, we already live in the Father. But to the extent that we are still tied to the passing life of this world, we stand in need of a purification and a moving on. We are always, and at the same time, at home and still on the journey. St. Augustine wrote in one of his treatises on the Gospel of John, "Our home country is the life of Christ, and our way is the death of Christ." Our home country, or patria, is the abiding of Christ, and the way is the suffering of Christ. St. Ambrose, in commentating on the Psalms, makes it very simple. It says, "He leapt from the tomb into heaven." Nowadays, we tend to think that Jesus didn't perhaps go up physically into heaven, that maybe it was a spiritual experience. But it's also important to realize that perhaps Jesus desired to rise into heaven visibly before the eyes of his disciples, because they were still very earthbound, not understanding the full extent of his mission and revelation. They really didn't grasp his resurrection and returning to the Father. And so they needed this new sign to make it perfectly understandable. Now they were to see that he had been exalted to the eternal Father. His ascension proved his triumph over death, and hell was something final and complete. No one saw the resurrection, but they could see this going. It also helped them to understand that the end of his earthly life, of their visible fellowship with him, had indeed now been achieved. "I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." These words of the gospel today were spoken by Jesus before the Passion, yet they point beyond his risen future state, when he will enter into those who belong to him as power and spirit and life. Now, right now, Jesus is no longer to be with his disciples, but to live in them, in us. This visible but utterly new and real life of Christ and his disciples and in his church is our baptismal life of grace. The coming feast of Pentecost has the power to break upon us the whole torrential flood of divine life, which, if we but believe, can rush in upon us and change and transform us for all time and for eternity. But we must believe this love, and we must earnestly desire this life. Every work which we do must proceed from the abundance of Christ's love and life in us, so that he, the eternal life of love, may appear visibly in the human members of his body, so that he can today manifest himself to the world and bless it. Thus, in the multitude of men and women who work and pray by the power of divine love, Christ fulfills his promise, "I come to you again. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Our ordinary daily life is already a continual witness and testimony to the Lord. Since we live it by the power of the divine life and love within us through our baptism and the other sacraments we receive. All the baptized are destined for martyrdom in some form. Even though we may not be called upon to shed our own blood for Christ, many today are. And all the baptized in us, Christ's spirit is at war with the spirit of this world. There is a battle. There can be no peace between Christ and Satan. And those who open their souls to the life of God must expect to be engaged in daily and deadly combat. St. Ambrose once said, "Everyone who conquers his passions is a martyr and a witness to Jesus Christ." Baptism was the first time that we bore witness for Christ when we said, or when our godparents said, "I renounce Satan." Our baptism gives us not only the privilege, but also the right to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. We are simply real members of His body. And His name is our name. Amen.